Hi. Welcome to the Sam Welding Podcast, where I look behind the scenes at writing books and songs. I hope to look at the whole process from the creative spark to the final customer reaction. This time I'm going to continue my getting published story and go into a bit more detail around my Holland trip. So, moving on from the last podcast, two publishers are suddenly interested in the magic scales. Which one should I go with? A small American publisher or an even smaller Scottish one? Well, I knew Alan Sneddon of Alida Publishing from his days as a music promoter, and even then, I liked his drive and enthusiasm. I reckon he could not only publish the book, but get it out there, get it noticed. Also, on the cynical side, the money was better, and I liked the idea of the face-to-face relationship, rather than a long-distance one. So I signed to Alida, and began another re-edit, as well as beginning book two in the fantasy series. As soon as the magic scales hit the shelves, I began to get interest from local newspapers and even a few radio stations. I joined the Society of Authors, a bit like the Authors Union, I suppose, and started attending their meetings. Every time I go to one of these meetings, I learn something new about funding, promoting the book in schools, about other author-publisher relationships. Within a few weeks, the charity Ask Me UK contacts me. They've seen an article in a newspaper about the book and are very interested in the book's hero, James Peck. He has asthma too, but has great adventures despite it. They see this as a positive slant on the affliction, and I soon meet up with them. They arrange a tour of schools, and I share the floor with an Asthma UK nurse who raises awareness while I stir up the children's imagination with the book. They soon ask me to become a children's champion, which I'm delighted to do, and I soon feature on an Asthma UK poster and get even more attention due to this symbiotic relationship. They invited me to take part in cross-party discussions at the Scottish Parliament and taught me a lot more about the disease and the great work they do. The charity is still a big part of my writing career, and their friendship is still very much appreciated. So I started visiting schools. This is pretty much stand up for kids. There you go, Mr. Welding. There's 200 children. Entertain them. For about an hour, usually. And make it fun, educational and exciting. Yeah, okay. This is a skill I had to hone over time. But more about that next time. As I write this script, I'm about 35,000 feet up in the air on my way to Amsterdam. Music has always played a major part in my life, and an opportunity came up to write some songs with an old friend of mine, Neil Russell. He's found a really great female singer out in Harlem called Michelle Van Tricht and wants me to rehearse some original material with her and line up some gigs. See what happens. So it's rehearsal time. I have about 14 demos to work on, some of which I've played on previous podcasts. When I land, we're going for some lunch and a bit of a review of the material. There may even be some opportunity around the books in Holland too. The big disappointment this week, and there are plenty of those when you write, is that the BBC have decided not to include me in their lineup in the up-and-coming Culture Café. The genre of the book, the Eden Seed that is, the adult one I've got out, doesn't seem to fit with the rest of the programme that day, so that's just the way it goes sometimes. Onwards and upwards. Loads of updates in the next podcast around the Dutch trip and, of course, the launch of Eden Seed. We've already met some of the Waterstone staff and managers who are all brilliant and who are looking forward to me coming along to their stores. The whole thing kicks off on Thursday, of course, this Thursday, the 25th of September, at Argyle Street in Glasgow, in the Waterstones branch there. On another note, I've just woken up to a no vote in Scotland for independence, so feeling a bit sad and lacklustre. So many people I know wanted the Scottish people to look after themselves instead of being spoon-fed. But democracy is democracy, and that's the right path. And I understand the prospect was quite scary for some, especially the older generation, who prefer to deal with the devil they know. No doubt I'll be asked for my opinions on that one when I'm in Holland. The whole world was watching. So once again, if you keep tuning in, I'll keep tuning up. You can find me on samwelding.com or damienpeck.co.uk. Until then, slán gabhadh, bye for now.